Public criticism has been loud over two development proposals for the city of Buffalo, one at Elmwood and Forest, the other at Elmwood near Bidwell. Opponents have decried the scale and style of the plans, with one neighbor appearing at a recent public meeting stating that if she wanted her neighborhood to look like Williamsville, she would have moved to Williamsville. In today's Press Pass, Jim Fink, who covers development issues for Business First, offers his view on the controversy.
And I'm going to defend both developers. These are people that live here in Buffalo. They work here in Buffalo. They're on Elmwood Avenue. You can see them at Kohl's or some of the other places. I mean, it's not like they're out-of-towners. They understand Buffalo. Jason Affinity used Steve Carmina from Carmina Wood to design the townhouses, which are very attractive, in my opinion. They fit in Elmwood, in my opinion. And they look like something you'd see in the Georgetown area of Washington or along Broadway in Saratoga or Yorktown in Toronto. And the same thing with Simonelli's Arbor and Reverie projects.
Is there just a general, I don't want to use the word fear, a general sense that anybody who's planning a large-scale development for that stretch, Elmwood Village, which has developed its own character through the generations, that there's just a general sense that it's not going to fit?
I think that's the initial knee-jerk reaction. The current plans are ones that have been tweaked, revised. I think people should give them a chance. I think, unfortunately, we're at a point in this controversy. Those that are opposed have dug in their heels. No matter what Jason does, no matter what Simonelli does, it's not going to be good enough. They're going to hate it. They're going to fight it. And I think that's unfortunate because you want Elmwood to survive. You want it to grow. You want it to evolve. Because it's not just these two projects. There is, between Albright Knox and Children's Hospital, several major projects that equal about $600 million and mostly private sector investment in Elmwood Village.
We've talked about commercial development. I want to switch from that and get into a look at 2016 and the residential market here.
Sales for last year were up almost 16%. The average sale price is a little bit north of $154,000, which is a record for this area.
How is Buffalo shaping up in terms of the demand that we're seeing nationwide? Any thoughts there?
It is one of the leading markets nationwide. But to understand this about Buffalo, people buy their houses to live in them. They don't view them as investments per se. That makes Buffalo a little bit different than other communities, say the Bostons or the Chicagos of the world.
The new owner of One Seneca Tower came to town, I believe chatted at one of your events at Business First, if I'm not mistaken.
That's right. Thanks for the cheap plug.
Any indication, though, from him about how hopeful he is about that tower? Because in the end, it's a massive part of the downtown landscape.
Let me give you this number. $12.6 million. That's how much he paid cash. That tells you something right there. Doug Jamel, yes, he's got very deep pockets, but $12 million plus dollars, he will do it gradually. You can't flip a switch and expect to see an instant turnaround. You might see something in there in a year or so, 15 months down the road. But to see them the two wings fully built out, those are a couple years down the road. As for the tower itself and the rest of the building, he's admitting it's a 5, 7, 10-year process down the road.
You're confident that a man of his experience is going to be able to do something with that?
Well, you want to be optimistic, and I am optimistic. And it's hard not to root for Doug Jamel. He's just a really nice guy. And he gets what it means to be from Buffalo and what Buffalo means. I don't think he wants to fail. He's not giving us a bunch of lines. There's some substance behind what he's saying.
Jim Fink from Business First, as always, thanks very much for joining us.
Thank you. We'll talk to you next month.